campaign is something like, look, we know young people care a lot about hunger, and so we called food pantries and said, everybody collects canned food for you. They always collect soup for you. Do you really need soup? And they said, no, actually we need protein, non-perishable protein. That's peanut butter. So we have a campaign called the PB and Jam Slam, and the whole thing is how much peanut butter can we collect in about 6 weeks? So are you team crunchy or are you team smooth? And we'll collect about 200,000 jars of peanut butter in that 6 weeks.
Is there then a panel that decides which ideas to move forward with?
We vet them here in-house. We want to make sure that we have different causes covered at the same time and also different types. So some things are collections, like that collecting peanut butter campaign. Some things are change a place, so like to clean a park or to repaint a school.
When you started your career, you know, as an entrepreneur with an idea, you know, for the program to provide interview clothes and training for women, that was before this notion of crowdsourcing. I mean, how has that changed the landscape of spurring action?
The consistency has always been, look, there are resources and ideas and energy here, and there are problems over there. Can't we just put them together and solve things ourselves? I've never done, like, policy work. These aren't like, hey, government, do this better for us. This has always been citizens solving things together. So, yeah, Dress for Success was basically, you've got these suits you're not using anymore. These people need suits to go to work, so let's put you together. And do something is young people have all of this energy and creativity, and there are all these problems out there, so let's reallocate. Let's put this kind of silent army against those problems.
How has the pace of social media changed how you get your message out and have it have lasting power?
So I think it's actually easier. I think it's a lot easier. So when I was in college doing organizing, you came up with an idea, you typed up the flyer, you had to find the one person on your hall with a printer. You printed it, you went to Kinko's and made flyers. That took a couple of hours. You picked up your flyers, you posted them around campus, and the following week you had your first meeting. Now, if you have an idea and you want to do a Do Something campaign and you're looking for friends, you post it on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, and in 10 minutes, 30 of your friends have liked it or shared it, and you have an organization.
And is that an obstacle that's difficult to overcome, taking people from awareness to actually doing something beyond the share and the like and the awareness building?
So, you know, I used to agree that, like, it's just noise, it doesn't matter. But I've been convinced by people that some of that online noise matters a lot. You know, offline and online isn't better or worse. It's just different. It's speed, it's scale. Sometimes online may be more potent. We're designing programs that take all of that energy and enthusiasm and translate it into offline action, into actual impact.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your message that you'll bring to the young adults, the people who are going to be entering the workforce soon?
Well, I'm hoping they leave inspired, and I'm hoping they leave fired up and passionate about having an impact now, not waiting until they've made as much money as Bill Gates or until they're as famous as Bono. I think people think of having a real impact in social change as something they'll do later when they retire or after they've made $1 billion or they're a rock star in leather pants. And you can do it now.